Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop, Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer. Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist, Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away, center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven. Scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Hey, welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Off day yesterday. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Mariners returning to action tonight. A big three-game weekend series against Tampa Bay. We're going to talk about that in a second. Also coming up, Rick Riz, a chance to sit down with Edgar Martinez. He talks about his big weekend at Safeco Field, getting his number 11 retired. I played one of my pieces on Edgar already. I'm going to play another one. It's really cool. Hopefully you think it's really cool, but it's just players and broadcasters and a whole range of people talking about Edgar Martinez. I think you'll enjoy that. And also, I'm going to play the audio from the video that played at Safeco Field, which was spectacular. A great video that played during his ceremony. So that's coming up as well. So tonight, the Mariners take on Tampa Bay for the first of three games. 4:10 first pitch tonight. Erasmo Ramirez will face his former team. Austin Pruitt will take the ball tonight. He's been in and out of the pen this year for Tampa Bay, forced into the rotation recently because of injury. Started a handful of games so far this year, and his last three starts have been pretty good. A 1.96 ERA in his last three starts, 18 and a third innings pitched. He's fanned just 11, 16 hits. He's given up four earned runs. Opponents batting .235 against him in his last three. Last time out against Cleveland went six, allowed three earned runs, and struck out three. Overall on the season, Pruitt, a 5.07 ERA in 22 games, five of those starts. He's struck out 45 in 55 innings of work. Pruitt is a righty, so that's who the Mariners will face in the first game of the series. Fortunately, Mariners are going to miss Archer. He pitched yesterday, so they won't have to deal with him, ace of the staff. Game two on Saturday, 3:10 first pitch, Miranda against Odorizzi, and then Sunday, Gallardo against local boy. Blake Snell will get the ball. So that's the three-game series. You look at the standings right now, and this is why this is such a big series. Yankees up 3.5 games. They've won four in a row, up 3.5 on the Angels, who still hold the second wild card. Angels were off yesterday. Kansas City, a half game back. Minnesota split a doubleheader with Cleveland yesterday, and they are one game back of the Angels. Mariners, 1.5. Texas, who now have won four in a row, they're 1.5. Tampa, three back. They've lost two in a row. They lost to Toronto yesterday. And Baltimore, three back. They've lost two in a row. Toronto, all of a sudden, they've won two in a row. They are three back. So Toronto's going to be in Chicago to take on the Cubs. Baltimore and Angels will go at it this weekend. Texas will take on the White Sox. Minnesota will play Arizona. Kansas City will play Cleveland. And the Yankees will be in Boston to take on the Red Sox. So you're all set for a big weekend and the start of a long road trip. Mariners' next home game, September. So on the road this entire time with some big series, and it starts in Tampa. Taking two of three from Baltimore. I'd love to take the first one tonight of a three-game series. So, Edgar Martinez, number 11, retired. Rick Riz sat down with Edgar.
Mariners hitting coach and one of the greatest players the Mariners have ever seen, the best DH in the history of baseball, Edgar Martinez. And, Edgar, what a weekend for you. It's absolutely amazing. On Friday morning, you raised the number 11 flag on top of the Space Needle. Last night before the ball game, the ceremony to retire number 11. What's going through your mind here on this Sunday afternoon?
It's just been an amazing weekend. I feel so fortunate. All this thing has been an incredible time, and I'm just looking forward, reflecting, and trying to enjoy my last day of the weekend.
You have a lot to look back and reflect on. When you do that, is it possible to pick out the greatest moment for Edgar Martinez over 18 years wearing one uniform of the Seattle Mariners?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great career here in Seattle. Obviously, some moments in my career stand out. Obviously, the 1995 playoffs, my first All-Star game, some of the playoffs that we played, my retirement, and now this weekend. I mean, it's been an amazing journey. So many special moments.
Last night, number 11 retired here in Mariners history alongside Ken Griffey Jr.'s number 24. Junior here last night, Lee Elia, Sammy Perlazzo, Alvin Davis, so many of your former teammates and people that helped you become the hitter, the ball player, the person that you are. What was that like to see everybody come back last night prior to the ball game?
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of memories. Obviously, Lee and Perlazzo, haven't seen them in a long time. It was great to see them, just having a great time and remember some of the times that we spent together with Lee in the cage and with him as a coach. Just a fun time.
All right, let's go back to October 1995, Game 5 of the American League Division Series. First of all, you guys lose the first two games of that set in New York. Game 2, Jim Leyritz hits a home run in 15 innings. The long flight back to Seattle. You guys have to win three games. What was that flight like for you, and what was going through your mind late in the evening after that second game in New York?
Yeah, even we knew we lost two games in a row, and we were basically against the wall. But we felt actually it was a positive time for us. We didn't feel like the series was over. We feel all we need to get is the first one. And we knew that the fans were going to play a big role, and it happened. We won the first game, and then we gained a lot of confidence after the first game.
Yeah, Randy Johnson got you the first win in Game 3. And then, you know, long before the double, the day before the double, you had a great Game 4. You had two home runs, yeah. Won a grand slam, and had seven runs batted in. Tell us about the grand slam and the two home runs against the Yankees in Game 4.
It was against Wetland, the home run, the grand slam. So I knew I got to stay on the fastball. Even I believe I was behind in the count. I said, I just got to stay on the fastball, make sure that I make solid contact. I got the fastball. It was pretty much middle of the plate, and I put a good swing on it. The three-run homer that came earlier in the game, that was of Caminiti. And that pitch was way inside. And to tell you the truth, it was a reaction. And I was able to get enough of the big part of the bat, kept it fair. But that was also a reaction, and yet I just put a perfect swing for that pitch.
And after Game 4, that allows you to play a Game 5. And what a Game 5 it was. One of the greatest games, the greatest game in the history of this franchise. You came up with the biggest hit. In the ninth inning, Jack McDowell comes in and gets you in the ninth inning. Randy Johnson comes on in the top of the ninth inning in relief. It was quite a battle. They take a lead in the 11th, 5-4. Bottom of the 11th inning, Joey Cora, a leadoff bunt single. Two pitches later, Junior gets a base set up the middle. Here comes Edgar Martinez. First pitch, I believe, a fastball for a strike. Can you take us through the rest of the at-bat? Because right now, before you even speak, I have goosebumps. Take us through that at-bat, Edgar.
You know, in the previous at-bat, it was kind of a similar situation, and I struck out with a split. And I knew if I get behind in the count my second time around, I knew that I was going to get a split after that. And I told myself, you know, just look over, make sure they're elevated, and just put a – don't try to do too much. And I got – fell behind in the count, and then after that, I started looking for a split. And it was elevated, so I was able to see it well. I put a good swing on it. The rest of history was a very fun moment for me and our team.
How many times do you replay that in your mind?
You know, not as much anymore, but I remember right after that series, it was in my mind for quite some time. And those are moments that you hold on to.
Number 11 up there, that's going to be fantastic for you and everybody else to see alongside Junior's number 24. What a special moment last night. And Edgar, if anybody deserves it, it's Edgar Martinez.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Rick.
Edgar, thanks a lot for being our guest. And I'll tell you what a weekend to honor Edgar Martinez. And thank you for some tremendous memories. And because of you and the guys, we have this beautiful ballpark, and baseball will live on forever here in this city. Thank you, Edgar.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And here's a little Edgar celebration.
As we celebrate Edgar Martinez and the number 11 being retired for all time in Mariners history, it is very clear how Mariners fans, how the great Pacific Northwest feels about Edgar. But those feelings are not isolated to the Pacific Northwest. They are shared by the baseball world. Here's Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Eckersley.
To me, one of the greatest right-handed hitters ever lived. Ever. You know, I don't know what's keeping him from the Hall of Fame, really. Just an incredible hitter. You know, a guy had such great balance and knew the strike zone so well. You know, he really did. That's why his on-base was so great. The guys that were playing then know how great he is.
From ESPN, Tim Kirchen.
He's a 300, 400, 500 guy for his career. There are like 18 of those guys in history. Then when you take those specific numbers and try to find people that have a higher average, higher on base, and a higher slugging than him, there are like 7 guys in Major League history that have better numbers than him. And I covered baseball significantly at the time of his prime. And, Mike, you know this. Mm-hmm. When you ask people, like, who are the best hitters in the American League, and Edgar Martinez's name always came up. The numbers are there. He should be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm happy that at least he's going to get his number retired.
Longtime New York Yankees broadcaster John Sterling.
Oh, my goodness. He was so fabulous against the Yanks. He was the toughest batter for Mariano to get out. And I mentioned this on the air. We were talking about Edgar Martinez going to have his number retired here. I can't decide who is the best right-hand hitter I've ever seen, Edgar Martinez or Manny Ramirez. They both killed the Yankees. Killed them. So, and he's such a nice, gentle man. And so I'm a big Edgar Martinez fan, and yes, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
A unique perspective from Tony Fernandez, the shortstop for the New York Yankees. His thoughts moments before the double.
You know, when Edgar came to the plate, I said, oh my goodness, this is not the guy that I want to see at the plate in this situation. I know he's going to hit the ball hard somewhere. I knew it. I just didn't know it was going to be that way. But because Edgar usually hits the ball hard the other way.
Yeah.
He usually hit the ball the other way. But he was such a good hitter. I mean, how in the world he stayed inside that pitch and kept it fair on the line? I say, I think only Edgar Martinez could do that.
Longtime White Sox broadcaster Ken Hawk Harrelson.
Edgar is going to be in Cooperstown not too long from now. I used to love to watch that man hit. Don't tell me what a guy hits. Tell me when he hit it. I want to know, how was he in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings?
Yeah.
Edgar was the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning hitter. One of the best I have ever seen. I look at players, were they an asset or were they a liability? We all know what he was. He was an asset to the game of baseball, a great gentleman, and I'm just so happy for him.
All-star pitcher Jack Morris.
He was a hell of a good hitter. He covered the inside part of the plate. He jumped all over early pitches if there were strikes. You know, it was hard to get ahead of him because if it was, you know, not a nasty pitcher's pitch, he usually made pretty good contact. So he was one of those guys where you almost had a pitch backwards. You had to try to trick him early and hope that you were ahead because he even got better when you were behind in counts. But Edgar was a real pro's pro. He went out there every day and grinded it, and, man, he could hit.
Hall of Fame broadcaster from the Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel.
I absolutely hated seeing him coming up against the Rangers. He was the guy in that lineup, probably even more than Junior, who you feared in a big situation. And that was before a lot of guys, right-handed batters, hit the ball a lot to the opposite field. I would say that until Miguel Cabrera came along, Edgar was the single best opposite field right-handed hitter I had ever seen. He still might be.
Former A's ace, Mark Mulder.
That I didn't want to face him. I mean, he was, I always knew where he was in the lineup. He was probably the last guy that I wanted to face in a big situation.
And skipper, Buck Showalter.
You're trying to keep the people off the base in front of him because he was just such a pure hitter, let the ball travel. And could hurt you at all parts of the park. And you couldn't stay in one area with one particular pitch. And that's very unusual.
This is just a small sampling of what has been said about the great Edgar Martinez.
How many times have we said this is the most incredible ball game of the season?
About 20 times in the last 20 games.
And here is Edgar for the second time around against Jack McDowell.
And 90 feet away, the tie, Joey Cora Jr. over at first, representing the winning run. They would love a base
hit into the gap, and they could win it with Junior's speed, the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez.
Every day the lights came on. Every day the work was put in. For the moment, for the burst of brilliance that saved Seattle baseball. Swing by swing, day by day, and season by season, Edgar Martinez was pure dedication. Always prepared to write Mariners history.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joey. Here is Junior at third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. It just continues. My, oh, my.
Edgar, you are unbelievable.
Boy, what a ride it's been.
Certainly the story here tonight is Edgar Martinez.
18-year Hall of Fame career.
His credentials go far beyond the double. Two batting titles, five silver sluggers, seven trips to the All-Star game, and one of only seven players to collect 2,000 hits, 300 homers, 1,200 RBI, and 1,200 walks, all for one team. A fraternity that includes guys named Mays, Williams, Gehrig, and Aaron.
Just on the unbelievable side for that man to step to the plate.
Edgar reinvented the designated hitter position. So much so, they named an award after him.
The designated hitter award will forever be named the Edgar Martinez Award.
He has done it. Way to go, Poppy.
And Edgar tapping his heart, telling the fans how much he loves them.
Plus, Poppy did it all with humility, decency, and genuine sincerity.
If you know him or you don't know him, he's like everybody's best friend. He's that likable. He truly is a Seattle icon.
We won 18 pizzas. I took my gooey dog to Puyallup. It's a light bulb.
But on the field, his bat was unstoppable.
The table is set as Edgar Martinez steps up to the plate.
How good a hitter was Edgar? Just ask any of the game's elite pitchers. They couldn't get him out.
You talking about a flare? It was dramatic. A majestic arc to that one.
Those hands are so quick.
Back up the middle. Back up the middle. Dead central. Shot to right the other way.
Foul line to foul line.
And he continues to just kill Mariano Rivera. It is a grand salami.
Caliente.
Upper deck.
See you later.
500 double.
What a shot.
Goodbye, baseball.
Over 300.
Great drama from Edgar Martinez.
Going out in style.
Edgar Martinez has been the symbol of excellence.
It's not just what he did, it's how he did it. 18 years with one team, in one city, Seattle.
A standing ovation for the most beloved of all Mariners.
Edgar, your baseball journey is far from over, and we'll be there with you when that door opens, as your name echoes throughout the hall.